Good evening, brothers and sisters. I greet all of you very warmly in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Also all those who are joining us online, there are not few who will be connected now and who will listen. In particular, greetings from the brothers and sisters from Portugal, also brethren from Mozambique. At the last missionary trips, they had a wish to be equipped with devices. Now many churches are connected there. The brethren from Cabinda, Angola are also connected. Brothers and sisters from Brazil, everywhere, greetings. And we greet from this place and we wish God's blessing to all. Yes, the trumpet will sound very soon. That's how the choir has sung. Lift up your heads, for your redemption is near. Brothers, sisters, very soon this wonderful day will be here. Now we are still in the time of preparation and we want to be equipped with a power from on high, being ready when the Lord returns. And also these hours are serving for that purpose. Let us be in it. Let us be in the matter with all our hearts, with all our souls, listening what the Lord will speak to us. Now let us sing a couple of hymns to the Lord. We start with hymn number 3 from these little booklets. Are you washed by the blood? Number 3. Are you washed in the blood? Into Jesus for the cleansing power. Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless, are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Do you rest each moment in the crucified? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are you spotless, are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? When the bridegroom cometh, will your robes be white? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Will your soul be ready for the mansions bright and be washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless, are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Aside the garments that are stained with sin, are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? There is a fountain flowing for the soul unclean. Oh, be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Are you washed in the blood, the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb?
men, spotless are they, white as snow. Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Praise and thanks. Brothers and sisters, the blood is still on the mercy seat, and we may still come to the Lord as we are, and He washes us from all sins, from all stains. Yes, when the bridegroom cometh, is your heart ready? Yes, we want to let our hearts be prepared through His Word and through His Spirit. Now, let us sing also song number 10. Number 10, take the name of Jesus with you. Number 10.
Take the name of Jesus with you, child of sorrow and of woe. It will joy and comfort give you. Take it then wherever you go. Precious name, oh how sweet. Hope of earth and joy of heaven. Precious name, oh how sweet. Hope of earth and joy. Of Jesus ever as a shield from every snare. If temptations round you gather, breathe that holy name in prayer. Precious name, oh how sweet. Hope of earth and joy of heaven. Precious name, oh how sweet. Hope of earth and joy of heaven. Oh, the precious name of Jesus, how it thrills my soul with joy. When His loving arms receive us and His songs our tongues employ. Precious name, oh how sweet. Hope of earth and joy of heaven. Precious name, oh how sweet. Hope of earth and joy of heaven. Precious name, oh, how sweet. Hope of earth and joy of heaven. Precious name, oh, how sweet. Hope of earth and joy of heaven.
Amen. Brothers and sisters, this name means everything for us. It means more for us than everything in our lives all over the world. Because in Him alone, we have the salvation received, the grace, the forgiveness, eternal life. The name of Jesus is so wonderful. We cannot give enough glory to the Lord. Now, let us read a word of God for the introduction from Hebrews chapter 12, from verse 1 up to 3. And then Brother Alfred Borg will pray with us. Hebrews chapter 12, from verse 1 to 3.
So wollen denn auch wir.
Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Yes, for consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and discouraged in your minds. Up to here. May the Lord bless us all. I ask that we stand up for prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this evening that we may be gathered here to call upon your name, to ask you, please come in our midst as you promised it to us. Reveal yourself, speak to our hearts through your word, through your Holy Spirit. We ask you, come and feel at home in our midst. Give us what each one needs of us. You know all our hearts. Lord, we wish that you come to your right with each one of us who is here tonight. That you come to your right. Please help me, help us all. Especially send your word tonight. Speak to our hearts, Lord. Reveal yourself through your Holy Spirit and help each one, also he who is sick in our midst. Lord, who is sad, who is lost. Lord, make all things well. We lay everything into your hands. Make everything well. Come to your right. Help us. Help also our brother to say what edifies us, what we need, what strengthens our faith. Lord, we have come together here, not only to hear, but that what we hear, we want to experience it. Your presence manifested in our midst. Please grant all these requests. We thank you. Cover us with your blood. Forgive all our guilt and help us all. Not only us, but worldwide. Lord, you're not bound to a place and to time. You are in our midst everywhere where your word is heard tonight. Bless from the riches of your grace. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us sing Only Believe, Only Believe.
Only believe, only believe. All things are possible for only believe. Only believe, only believe. All things are possible. Jesus is here. All things are possible, for Jesus is here. Jesus is here. Jesus is here. All things are possible, for Jesus is here.
Thou art worthy, thou art worthy. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive all the glory, all the praise, all the worship, all the adoration. Thou art worthy, O Lord. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on.
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. To the Lord be the thanks for the great privilege that we again can be gathered here to hear God's precious and holy word. And as we heard in this prayer, that all, really all, experience God, the lost ones, that they get saved, that the sick get healed, and all who are tormented by the enemy, that they are set free. We are of course coming together in the faith, in the finished work of redemption on the cross of Calvary. Our Lord cried out, "It is finished." The blood of the new covenant was shed and we were redeemed. And we may be in possession for the Lord. Now, especially all you who have come here for the first time, may God bless you in a very special way. Then, may all who have come from far, from Africa, who have come from Africa, may God bless you in a special way, from Kinshasa or from wherever. May the Lord God bless all. Also, our precious brother and sister from the Iran, God bless you. God bless all from the riches of His grace. We have greetings. Greetings. I will give it to you shortly. From Brother Badibanga from Ottawa. Brother Ngonga, South Africa. Brother Müller from Germany. Brother Motika from Johannesburg. Brother Cecil from Pretoria. Brother Trispel from Oberhausen. Brother Hervé from Lyon. Brother Mwamba from Kolwezi. Also Brother Paul Nyagi from Nairobi. And once again, our Brother Mwamba from Australia. Then here, some short greetings from the Azores Islands and from Canada, from Mozambique, from the DRC, from Brother Trapani. Brother Joel is sending greetings. Brother Lupondo is sending greetings. Brother Roger David is sending greetings. Once again, Brother Paul Nyagi, Nairobi. Once again, Brother Martin, South Africa. Brother and Sister Holviti from Finland. And all the believers there. Brother Chibo is sending greetings. Then the brethren from Rwanda, Brother Chauffeur, and the brethren from Guadeloupe are sending greetings, from Yaoundé, from Cape Town are sending greetings. Brother Anthony is sending greetings. Brother Tatabo is sending greetings. And Brother Robert and Brother Denver, USA. Brother Young and Brother Roger again. Brother Patrick. Greetings from the church, from the capital, from Cameroon. Brother Ilunga, USA. Brother Leonard, South Africa. Brother Yopi, Abidjan. Brother Falco Gerlando. Brother John from Bucharest. The brethren from Pretoria are sending greetings. Brother Bruce, Cape Town. Brother Nabendi is sending greetings. Brother Kugong Wali is sending greetings. Brother Bitsmana. Brother Leon. Brother Forestin.
Brother Sango.
Brother Sangoyana is sending greetings. Brother Pastor and the church from Armenia are sending greetings. And the brethren from Namibia are sending greetings. Also Brother Shadrach is sending greetings. We are grateful. And the brethren, they shall know that we are joined with them and with the Lord. And that we really, that we sincerely rejoice with all who carry the word and who pass it on, whatever we received from the Lord. Here we see Brother Wendell Ellis from Edmonton is also sending greetings. And now I look for the announcement here. How many were connected in Guadeloupe? What was it? From 47 countries. Somewhere I have the report which Brother Tati gave me. We're just so grateful with all our hearts, also for the transmission. Just imagine, in the Caribbean, for us maybe it's understandable that all technically is working, but if one is there at the last point of the Caribbean, looking left to Cuba and looking right to Miami, and then the brethren there are equipped so that all can listen worldwide. I was really overwhelmed. We have a very good report of what God has done. Firstly, we were in Pakistan. And Brother Michael is also here. He is translating. And where is the other brother who was with me in Pakistan? Where are you? Please stand up. Who was also with me? God bless you. We were three brothers in Pakistan. And we really experienced the presence of God in such a mighty way. Just imagine. You must understand, it's an Islamic republic and only 2.5% Christians. And 3,000 are gathered there to hear the word of the Lord. And a man who has a high position in the government, he welcomes us. And all those in the uniform, they took their places in the stadium. And at the end, they all went to the exit and they were shaking my hand. Two or three wanted to hug me. The word of the Lord was really so mighty. Our brother translated so powerful, and we just have to say here, what we preach is of course God's word. And this one can preach with divine authority, because God stands to his word. He fulfills everything he promised. We are really grateful. Then also the brothers meeting there, from the various cities they came together to not only hear the word, but there was a special brothers meeting in which all the questions were answered about Revelation 10, and all kinds of questions were asked. And the Lord has led it in such a way that all brothers, regardless in which direction they walked, at the end, they were shaking my hand, they were hugging me, they were thanking God for the clarity of the Word of God. Every question could be answered with the Holy Scripture. And then, the last meeting in a church in Lahore, Pakistan, just very mighty, how God was leading in all this time. Since 1972, he blessed and he has called his people from all cities and places. To our God be the glory. For thus is the promise which God has given to Abraham. In thee all kindreds of the earth shall be blessed. And that's how it is really happening before our very eyes. Then our brother on the TV, until now there were 56 stations, and he promised us that they will hire it to 70 stations. All the sermons which we held weekly, that are not only broadcast in one station, and not only 56 stations, but on 70 stations, they are broadcasting it, so that all the nations in the region can be reached. We are really grateful to God with all our hearts. Then I returned, and right on it went on. First to Paris, and then onward to Guadeloupe. The time difference altogether was 9 hours. Lahore, 4 hours ahead of us, and Guadeloupe, 5 hours behind us. And then it was, of course, a bit difficult for me to cope with this, but God has given grace and again grace. And there in Guadeloupe, the fruit will be there for eternity. I hope that you feel with me. It's the last message, the last call. No fanaticism. No, nothing. God's promised word for this time. And let us say it very clearly. Let us say it. God, since the Reformation, he gave revival after revival. And in every revival, it went on deeper into the scripture. The Methodists, revival was, of course, deeper than the Reformation revival, and then the Baptist revival, the Mennonite revival, then the Pentecostal revival. Everything God has laid in such a way. And now We are living in the last period of time before the return of the Lord. And as the singers have sung, that the trump will sound. Oh, how wonderful that we can go straight to the Word of God. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16. When the Lord returns, then there will be one trumpet, namely the trump of God. But in Revelation, it speaks of seven trumpets. And this one has to place scripturally and putting it there where it belongs. Let us summarize. Brothers and sisters, God has given grace. He has sent his prophet not to found a new religion or a new denomination. No, the true believers, to bring them back to God, back to the Word. This is really the most important period of time in all of the plan of salvation during the 2,000 years which we have now behind us. And we may just thank the Lord anew, time and again, that we found the connection by the Lord. We got it, this connection. And Brother Gilbert, who sits here in the front, he came to the office today and he said, you have today a special day. It's of course the 3rd of December. What kind of special day, I said. But on the 3rd of December 1962, you were together with Brother Branham. And he was reminding me what happened at the time, 1962, on the 3rd of December, where Brother Branham, in the English language, he repeated word by word what the Lord spoke to me in the German language. And he said, Brother Frank, you misunderstood it. You were thinking that a natural famine is coming and you stored in natural food. God will send a hunger to hear his word, and the food which you have to store in is the promised word for this time. And it's on the sermons which are kept, which are recorded on tape. And then he added, wait with the giving out of the food until you get the rest of the food. Brothers and sisters, for you, perhaps this might not mean much, but for me, the divine call from a called mouth of the prophet to hear it again, that the Lord really spoke out a commission personally, and then the man of God gave me the answer, what really was meant. And all who are here today, and all who were in 62 in our midst, they know that we stored in natural food, groceries. And then I had to go to Brother Branham to find out what shall be. So today, it's the 3rd of December. For me, it has a great meaning. And I'm really grateful to God with all my heart. Now, just a few remarks from the timely events. We will not deal with it, but we know that right at the moment, everything goes upside down. Wherever one looks, not only natural catastrophes, what is happening on the earth, be it in politics, be it in religion. But here, from the internet, Pope Francis greets a leading Islamic authority. He greets him in the Vatican. And then the text, that the time is here where all the religions have to unite. And we just see that the time is here. And then, of course, the UNESCO declaration, which we have trouble with here, a declaration that the Temple Mount never belonged to the Jews, but that the Temple Mount belongs to the Palestinians, and that everything is placed under a cultural heritage. And Israel was declared to be the occupying power by the UNESCO. Just think of it, that all nations are against Israel, but God is for Israel, and He will finish His work. Some things could be read here, but we are here to look in the Word and to ask the Lord that He finishes His work with the church, and that we then together will be taken up into glory. Now, concerning Jerusalem or concerning the Temple Mount, Jerusalem is mentioned 780 times in the Bible in connection with the people of Israel. And the Temple Mount is Mount Moriah, upon which Abraham sacrificed Isaac. The Temple Mount is the threshing floor of the Jebusite Ornan. And he purchased this area for 600 shekels of gold. If one reads it in the Bible, go to Chronicles. And David said, "This is the house of the Lord. Here the house will be built." And there the first and the second temple was built. And also the third one will be built upon the original foundation. Every time when I read that an earthquake will be at a time in Jerusalem, then I always think about it. What then will take place on that mountain, on Mount Moriah, when this earthquake happens? Then there will only rubble will be taken away there. And then the time is there. God took care for everything. We don't have to deal with it. God takes care. Just we leave it up to God. What really hurts me is when people, for instance here, I don't want to mention this magazine, it's published and printed in Switzerland, then it says here, the beast, the Antichrist and the whore. And then this man really writes here, Antichrist means false Messiah. The false Messiah will reign as a Jew in Jerusalem. Just imagine, a magazine which is read in Europe, it's spread all over. And then on the next page it says, because the Antichrist is the second beast from the earth, he will be king in Israel. I could just throw away such a thing. Just throwing it away. And here we are at the point where we must get thankful that God has sent a prophet. about Revelation 13, how he spoke about the first and the second beast, how God could use him to illuminate the prophetic word and to give it to us so that we can proclaim it. Brothers and sisters, just being grateful for the grace which God has given us. But please understand the responsibility which is connected with it. Crystal clear to pass it on what God has given by the prophet, what he has revealed by the prophet. And to really place it scripturally. And so we just thank the Lord time and again that we have not followed cunningly devised fables, but that we followed the real, revealed living word. And the word, by grace, it was revealed to us. One day I said it. We will not have today a teaching ministry if God would not have sent first a prophetic ministry. And please, if you read again the New Testament, just think of it. How often all the evangelists, all the apostles, how often they went back to what was written in the Old Testament, so that it might be fulfilled what God has spoken through the prophet. God, by the prophets, he proclaimed the whole plan of salvation. But the teaching ministry places then all things where they truly belong. Now, we read from Hebrews chapter 12, an admonition which was addressed to all of us. Our main subject is, of course, the return of Jesus Christ, our Lord, the calling out and the preparation of the bride of the Lamb. And here it's written, of course, in verse 2, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Not looking to the circumstances, not looking to somebody else, but looking to have our focus on the Savior. And as the singers have sung, on the wings of an eagle, we were carried. God carries us. He has given the promise to be with us all the days until the end of the world. And it's written, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. And then comes the word addressed to us, who we suffer also shame and persecution. Verse 3, for consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and discouraged in your minds. This is a word which is directly addressed to us. Just say it honestly. Is any other preacher, are they despised? Are they persecuted? No. This word is really addressed to us, that we shall look on him who redeemed us, but look at the way which he had to walk, despised, scoffed at, slandered in all kinds of ways. And the scribes and Pharisees, they were masters in it. They were masters to oppose the master. Also today, scribes are very easy, very quick. They think to know the scriptures, and then they look down on others who really found grace with God. He will humble himself, and he will remain under the mighty hand of the Lord. Let us say it once again. Consider him. Do we consider him our Redeemer, that endured such contradiction, such hostility? Always he was opposed. Nothing he did right. That's how they said. And then we should consider him, that he endured such hostility of sinners against himself. He endured, lest ye be wearied and discouraged in your minds. May they come whatever comes. And here it's written, for the price, for the joy, for the joy. Here's a scripture. Probably it's written in Philippians. To obtain the price of joy, which is set before us, which we expect. Philippians. Philippians chapter 2. Here it's written. Philippians chapter 2, verse 16. Holding fast to the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. There's another scripture, also of the joy. Also here, Philippians 1, Philippians 1, verse 10. That ye may approve things that are excellent, that ye may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ. Brothers and sisters, our subject is the return of Jesus Christ. And while I was sitting here, I was reading in Revelation chapter 22. Paul, James, John, they were speaking and writing of the return of the Lord. But here, in the book of Revelation, in the last chapter, the Lord himself speaks. Revelation 22, here we read verse 6 and 7. And he said unto me, these sayings are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. And now it comes. Behold, I come quickly. Now the Lord speaks. Behold, I come quickly. How wonderful. Not only apostles and prophets, here, in the last chapter, the Lord speaks himself. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book.
Was am Anfang im ersten Kapitel
What is written in the first chapter, in the beginning, in the first three verses, in Revelation chapter 1, is here in the last chapter once again emphasized. Behold, I come soon. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. Just very powerful. Not who interprets, but who keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book, just as they were written down, adding nothing to it and taking away nothing from it. Then verse 10, Revelation 22, verse 10, and he saith unto me, seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. And again, verse 12, behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. And then the beatification is spoken out. Verse 15, 14. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have a right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. And then comes verse 15, which one doesn't like to read, but nevertheless it must be read. Some are entering the city, and the others, for outside are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. Brothers and sisters, we really have to examine ourselves before God, saying, beloved Lord, is our life consecrated to you? Can we stand before you? We truly, every day, we have to live in such a way as it would be the last one. No one of us knows when and how we will be taken. But so much we know. Those who will be ready, they will enter the marriage supper. And then the door is closed. Then, once again, verse 16. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star, and the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. And then comes again the serious admonition to add nothing and to take nothing away, so that our part is also not taken away, but that we by grace reach the goal. Be honest now, brothers and sisters. More than 50 years, I was traveling the whole world, preaching the word. And if then the bride is not ready, what then? The last message is really for the purpose that we look into the mirror of the Word. Can I stand before you? Can I stand before you? Can I be raptured as I am? Is nothing condemnable anymore in those who are in Christ Jesus? Am I in Christ Jesus? Are we baptized into one body with one spirit? Could everything take place what God promised for us? Please, brothers and sisters, believe with all your heart what is written. I made myself a note here. When we arrived in Guadeloupe, there was a group of about 20 persons. And when we left the airport area, a mighty rainbow appeared from one end to the other. And I called everyone back, and together we were thanking the Lord God that we were received in such a way. Really, before our eyes, rainbows always appear, yes, but they're right when we left the airport. And behold, the rainbow before us. And we knew from the very first moment on that God has laid His hand upon this city, upon this country, and that the message of God will accomplish for what He has sent it for. Of course, we were also thinking on Revelation chapter 4. Revelation chapter 4, here it's of course written, verse 2 up to 4. Revelation 4, verse 2, and immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he that sat was to look upon like jasper and a sardine stone, and there was a rainbow round about the throne, in sight like unto an emerald, just very mighty. After the seven messages were addressed to the seven church angels, the Lord testifies by the rainbow that He made the covenant with us. That He made the new covenant with us, who said Himself in Matthew 26, He said, up to verse 27, "This is the new covenant in my blood." The new covenant, and His blood was shed for the remission of sins. The rainbow testifies visibly that a covenant was made. Whoever would like to read it? In Genesis chapter 9, when God spoke to Noah, He told him, "I will put a rainbow in the clouds, for I made a covenant with every living creature, with every human, with every animal, and I will never again destroy the world with water." You can read it, Genesis chapter 9. And then the covenant bow, God gave the visible guarantee that no flood will come anymore upon the earth. And the rainbow was the guarantee that the covenant was made by God, and that it will be like this, that it will be as He said. And then here in the New Testament, the Lord our God is shown on the throne, and the rainbow was upon Him. And brothers and sisters, the second place is in Revelation chapter 10. when the Lord, as the angel of the covenant, will descend as the original owner, putting his foot upon land and sea, then the rainbow will again be visible. Revelation, chapter 10, from verse 1. And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. Our Lord comes then as the angel of the covenant. He made a covenant with Israel. He made a covenant with a New Testament church. In Jeremiah 31, he announced it. After these days, I will make a new covenant with you. And when the time was fulfilled, it happened. In Jeremiah 31, verse 33, it was foretold. And then he made the new covenant in his blood. Brothers and sisters, God is true. God is faithful. Everything, all the promises which God had given are yes and amen. He stands to his word. And here the Lord comes as the angel of the covenant with an open book in his hand. Verse 2. And he had in his hand a little book open, and he set his right foot upon the sea and his left foot on the earth, and cried with a loud voice, as when a lion roareth. And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not. Whoever doesn't respect this scripture is not in the covenant. No. Every believer, also every brother, also that brother, whom Brother Branham mentioned many times, and who just propagated the doctrine, the seven thunders are seven special men who will raise their voices. From every continent would come from man in the restaurant. Such a stupidity. But because Brother Branham mentioned, mentioned him a couple of times, and he got authority. No, and again no. If it is written, write them not what they uttered. Whoever has just a little bit respect before God and his word will believe it and act accordingly. And so, we are just grateful. Also, perhaps this must be said here, brothers and sisters, because we have so many directions. God really took care for everything. Also concerning the seven thunders, how gracious God is that Brother Branham in the last seal on the 24th of March 1963, with a fist he was knocking on the table, referring to the mighty experience on the 28th of February 1963. And he said, the seven thunders were so mighty and they shook the whole region. The rocks rolled down the mountain and the top of the trees were chopped off by the storm which was accompanying the thunders. I, of course, know what he meant by it. The mighty experience when he was there upon the command of the Lord. And this I must say here once again, because I just was together with Brother Branham. In December, I was with him. God is my witness. Brother Branham was asking me to go to Los Angeles and to preach in his stead. Brother Branham told me he cannot go to Los Angeles. He had to pack his suitcases. Beginning of January, he had to move to Tucson. I, Ewald Frank, have heard it. I've personally seen it. What took place? Because Brother Branham, 6 months before it, he saw it in a vision. When the fence will be taken out and when it will be laid on his grass, and when the street is widened, then he shall move to Tucson. These eyes have seen the fence lying on the grass. These eyes have seen the bulldozers running up and down. Just as Brother Branham said it a couple of times in his sermons. And therefore, he was asking me to preach in his stead, to fly to Los Angeles. I was never in Los Angeles in all my life. But God gave grace before a couple of hundred people in the Clifton's cafeteria. I could speak. I just say this so that you know that I didn't jump with a parachute into something. No, I accompanied the ministry of Brother Branham at his lifetime. 10 years I knew what it's all about. And by grace, I could place the various experiences. I've seen some of them with my own eyes, and I heard them. So I know when Brother Branham speaks about this mighty appearing on the 28th of February 1963, there he got the instruction to return to Jeffersonville to speak about the seven seals. And he said, in the seven thunders is the revelation of the seven seals, the rapturing faith. Everything is connected with it. And this, of course, we know. The seven thunders which appeared there, I looked it up. I looked up, and Brother Ram even said, he was taken up into this cloud and he seen the seven angels in the form of a pyramid. And he said, the seventh angel in the pyramid spoke to me and he said, return to Jeffersonville, for the seven seals shall be opened. Why do I say this? Because there's so much trouble by brothers who don't respect the word, who take the statements of Brother Branham out of context. They don't know what they're talking about. And therefore, sometimes it must be said something about it. That what is written here in Revelation 10 will happen just as it is written here. Only. And then Brother Branham really said, here the Lord comes as the angel of the covenant to Israel. The church is gone. Very clear. You just need to read what the prophet said. Not just one place and writing on it, but all the places which belong to it. Brothers and sisters, let us come back to our preaching. Sometimes these things must be said, but today it's really about that every one of us, also all you newcomers, all the young people, that all consecrate their lives to God, making their personal experiences of salvation, their renewing, their new birth, experiencing it, so that we make our experiences of salvation. It doesn't help anyone to speak about message and rapture, except we are ready to take part in the rapture. And therefore, these meetings are here, firstly, to respect the word. Whoever doesn't respect the word, to him God cannot speak at all. What did Isaiah write? We tremble when we think about the word. By the word, everything came into existence in the beginning. In the beginning was the word. And therefore, brothers and sisters, we are grateful with all our hearts that we may have part and that we have a clear understanding about Bible prophecy in our time. And I say it once again, we would not have a message to bring to the people if God would not have sent a messenger. And God really took care of everything. Just think of it. When we now think about it, that the whole world can listen, the whole world can watch, the whole world can experience with us. What could God do more? Let us say it once again. Also, Matthew 24, verse 14 is fulfilled. The word from the kingdom of God is preached unto all nations for a witness, and then the end shall come. I was very touched when I was reading in the last chapter that the Lord himself said, "Behold, I come soon." Peter wrote about the return. Paul wrote about it. James wrote about it. John wrote. But then the Lord himself speaks, "Behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me." And as we heard, and as we read in Hebrews 12, let us remain faithful. Let us endure. Whether we are despised, whether we are slandered, the end will be crowned. Whoever remains faithful until the end, he will be crowned. And therefore we must say to everyone that God has only one church, only one bride, and that all who believe now truly, that they really submit to the word of God, that they accept and receive it as it is written, whether Godhead, whether water baptism, Lord's Supper, everything God restored just as it was at the beginning. He brought it back into the church. Brother Branham not only had the prophetic word, he also spoke doctrinally about Godhead, about water baptism, about Lord's Supper, about election. God really could use him for that, to speak about all these basic Bible teachings so that the church is separated and that she really is returned to the original foundation. Now just one word from Ephesians. It fits very nicely to Revelation 10. Ephesians chapter 1. Here Paul really set forth what's all about. Ephesians chapter 1. It's verse 4, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4. According as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. This is election. Election includes the full redemption, the full deliverance, so that our will is laid into the will of God. We could also read verse 3, Ephesians 1, verse 3. Verse 3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. What do you say to it? Not someday will bless us. No, blessed us in Jesus Christ our Lord. It's not only the redemption, every blessing which God promised for the redeemed is a divine reality in the Redeemer. And we may claim it. We really may claim it as it is written here. With all spiritual blessings in heavenly places, he blessed us in Christ Jesus. Please, brothers and sisters, accept it. Receive it. Until now, I also, until now, all of us, we always prayed, Lord bless, Lord bless. Yes, it's correct. Let us pray on like this, Lord bless. But let us also time and again, let us testify, beloved Lord, actually, basically, you blessed us already with all blessings which we pray for. These blessings we received already. We received them from God. This is the full gospel. And this is the full salvation. So please, brothers and sisters, from today on, we will do it like this. When we ask God that he may bless us, that we also say at the end, beloved Lord, I believe that you have given the blessing already which I prayed for. Namely, if we believe what we asked for, let us believe that we received it already. Not that we will receive, the faith to have received already, and then it will be given to us. And to whom is such a word addressed? To the elect. Let us read the two verses in connection. Verse 3 and 4. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Full salvation, full grace, everything what God could give us, he has given us in Christ Jesus our Lord. And then the confirmation in verse 4. According as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love.
dastehen sollten. Und aus Gnaden dastehen
wir. And by grace we will stand before him without spot and without wrinkle, washed in the blood of the Lamb, sanctified in the word of God, led by the Holy Spirit. Then one could actually read right on from verse 5, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself. Predestinated according to the good pleasure of his will, making us sons and daughters of God, predestinated by the power of the work of redemption which took place on the cross of Calvary. Forgiveness, grace, salvation, everything. This is really a full gospel. We could actually start to praise and thank already. Please, let us not look on ourselves anymore, and let us not look on circumstances around us. Just as we read in Hebrews 12, let us not listen to that what people are saying, but let us put ourselves on the side of God. Let us read this text again. Let us confess and let us say, Lord, this I believe, just as you ordained it. That's how it is with us. Once again, verse 5. And then verse 6, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children, for God so much loved the world, having predestinated us unto the adoption to himself, predestinated, according to the good pleasure of his will. Blessed and praised be our God throughout all eternity. Then, verse 6 and 7, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us, not you and my merit, but the grace of God, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved. His grace, wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved. And whom God is merciful, to him he is merciful. On whom he has mercy, on him he will have mercy. Then, verse 7, in whom we have redemption through his blood. We have the redemption through his blood, namely the forgiveness of our sins according to the riches of his grace. We are still living in the time of grace. We may still proclaim forgiveness. We may still say to everyone, as the Great Commission says, as it was commanded, forgiveness of sins, preaching remission of sins in his name to all nations. Luke 24, verse 47, belongs to the Great Commission of our Lord to preach all nations and tongues the forgiveness of sins in his name. Brothers and sisters, if we summarize this, what was read here in a couple of verses, oh, very mighty. God took care for everything. He promised the new covenant. He made the new covenant with us. the blood of the new covenant was shed for the people of the new covenant. And as sure as God's well-pleasing rested upon the Son of God, so sure God's well-pleasing rests upon all sons and daughters of God. By grace we have received the forgiveness, the full salvation God has given us. And also in verse 7, in Him we have the redemption through His blood. Always nice but that the kernel is hit. The kernel. Not only to believe, but to believe that the blood of the new covenant was shed for us. And all who made the covenant with God, as we read it from Psalms, gather ye my people, all them who made the covenant with me by sacrifice. God made the covenant with us. And now you can say yes to the covenant which God made, to the grace which He has given to you and me, saying yes to the election before the foundation of the world. Brothers and sisters, today we should really say thanks to the Lord with all our hearts for everything what we read here in just a couple of verses. Please receive it, accept it by faith. Accept it. What did God want to say to us? And this we preached. And it will happen with all of us. Inasmuch as we believe. Brothers, sisters, let me say this in closing. If we cannot believe what God promised for this time, what then? But the proof, the evidence that we really found grace in the sight of God is of course therein that we recognize the promises of God for this time, that we believe them, that we hearken to the great to the commission which God has given to Brother Branham. As John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ, this is a promise, and the promise is written in Malachi, and therefore we believe it. And the promise the Lord confirmed in Matthew 17, verse 11, and also in Mark 9, verse 12, to a promise of God which we believe. And why do we believe it? Because we were chosen before the foundation of the world, predestinated to be sons and daughters of God. Why do we believe? Why do we believe, as the scripture says? Because God's grace has found us, and we accepted the forgiveness and the reconciliation by grace. Today, really, the praise should really come up in all of us. Really coming up in all of us. If we would not believe the promise from Malachi that God would send a prophet before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes, what is with them who cannot believe it, who don't want to know it? By it, they show that they are not chosen, that they just have a religion, that they belong to a denomination, but they don't belong to the church of the firstborn, not to the church which is made out of sons and daughters of God, made out of people who were born again unto a living hope. That's how our Lord said it. What is born of the flesh is flesh, and what is born of the Spirit, this is Spirit. And therefore, the Lord has given us the grace to have been born again by the Word and by the Spirit of God. Once again, as written here, verse 8 and 9, Ephesians 1:8, wherein he has abounded toward us in all wisdom and understanding, having made known unto us the mystery of his will. Of all what we're reading now, God, he has abounded toward us in all wisdom and understanding. Oh, what a grace. Let us read it once again. Before that was verse 7, now verse 8. Wherein he has abounded toward us in all wisdom and understanding, having made known unto us the mystery of his will. Not only promised, but giving it to us. How should God not give us everything with him? Let us come to the end. These two verses belong to it. Verse 9 and 10. Having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he has purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. This is full gospel, full salvation, election, predestination. This is grace which God has given to us. Let us receive it, and let us thank today the Lord for it. And once again, addressed to all who have not yet experienced a conversion, who have not yet consecrated their lives to God, who have not shed tears about that what happened in their lives, who didn't repent yet, because thus it is written that repentance and remission of sins should be preached to all nations. And whoever comes to the Lord and whoever would like to have forgiveness, he must ask him for it. He must know what shall be forgiven to him. Oh, how could we go now into this subject deeply? The Holy Spirit convicts firstly of sin, namely that the people don't believe. And therefore, brothers and sisters, let us believe with all our hearts. Also, every word, read at home once again all these verses. Read. Receive it in faith and say, Beloved Lord, I don't look on myself, I don't look on circumstances, I believe what is written. You helped us on the day of salvation. You have given us grace. We received and accepted election, forgiveness, everything what you have promised us in this time. Not only promised, but you have given it to us already. We just need to thank our Savior for it and giving glory to our God. Amen. Let us stand up and let us sing together the chorus, Just As I Am.
Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb. Lord, I come. I come.
Once again,
just as I am and waiting not to rid my soul of one dark blot, to thee whose blood can cleanse each spot, O Lamb of God, I come, I come.
Brothers and sisters, if you believe with all your heart what is written here, chosen us before the foundation of the world, say Amen. Amen. It remains like this. And God's decisions are forever. They cannot be changed. And as written, chosen according to the good pleasure of His will. Say Amen. Predestinated according to the good pleasure of His will. And then giving us everything with Him, everything what God has given us. Now verse 9, having made known unto us the mystery of His will, blessed and praised be our Lord. As our heads are bowed in prayer, seeking the connection with God in prayer and finding it, today, together, we want to thank Him. But firstly, the question, how many would like to consecrate their lives to the Lord? The predestination, the election, the grace, receiving it with all your heart so that the word does not return void, but that it might be accomplished in all of us for that what He sent it for. That all uncertainty, every doubt is taken away from us, and that we go from here with assurance of faith. Beloved Lord, You have chosen me before the foundation of the world. Don't look on yourself. Don't look on circumstances. Don't look on others. Look on the Lord, on our God who has given the promise, who made the new covenant. And as we read, after Revelation 3, after the last church age message to the church of Laodicea, the Lord sat on the throne, and a rainbow surrounded the throne to confirm that what I had to say to the church, this I keep. God made a covenant with us. And we may say yes to this covenant. As we remain in silent prayer, let me ask, do we have some in our midst who would like to consecrate their lives to the Lord? Please raise your hand. Yes, there are some. Oh, the Lord bless. The Lord bless. Everywhere, the hands are going up. Do we have such in our midst who are tormented by some kind of bad habit, be it smoking, drinking, whatever it might be, that you cannot rule over yourself, but that something else is ruling over you and you want to become free? Please raise your hand. Yes, the hands are going up. The hands are going up. The hands are going up. Thanks be. Thanks be to the Lord. For thus it is written in Luke chapter 4, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me to preach deliverance to the captives, the liberty by the shed blood on the cross of Calvary. Receive forgiveness. Receive your deliverance. Do we need healings in our midst? Please raise your hand. Worldwide, a large number of prayer requests. Brothers and sisters, what we read is divine reality. Everything God has given us in Christ Jesus our Lord. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement was laid upon him so that we might have peace. And by his stripes we were healed. How many have prayer requests, whether it be for you or whether for others? God bless. Lord Almighty God, how precious is your word. How glorious you revealed it and you have written it into our hearts. All promises of God are reality through Jesus Christ, our Lord. They belong to us. Salvation of our soul, deliverance of the spirit, healing of the body. Precious Lord, you spoke to us. We believe. We believe with all our hearts. And you confirm your word in our midst and worldwide, in all peoples, tongues, and nations. Bless our brothers in all countries. O God, you are calling your own out. Praise, honor, and glory be to you, the Almighty God, from eternity to eternity. Thanks be to you for the sending of your prophet. Thanks be to you for the revelation of your word and of your will. Thanks be to you that the Holy Spirit leads us into all the truth. Beloved Lord, to you alone belongs all the glory, all the praise, throughout all eternity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise be to our God. Praise be to our God. Hallelujah. 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 The presence of God is in this building. The Lord stands to his word. Where two or three are gathered in his name, this is already enough, so that he is in our midst. Brothers and sisters, let us thank the Lord together. Today we want to raise our voices. It doesn't have to be very loud, but that we really give glory to the Lord, saying, Great God. That what we read in Ephesians chapter 1, this we receive, this we believe, and this is ours. Receive it by faith with all your heart. Accept it And I ask you, does God speak in such a way to us so that we bypass it, or that we receive it and accept it, thanking Him for it? Really? Thanking Him for it. Can you all believe that that what we read, that it's a divine reality in your and in my life, that God made all damage well again, and that He restored all things? Let us sing once again, Thou art worthy, Thou art worthy. Thou art worthy, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive all the praise, all the glory, all the worship. You alone are worthy, O Lord. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Brothers and sisters, the Redeemer was not only worthy to take the book and to open the seals, He is worthy to receive all the praise, all the glory, all the worship. For thus we read it in the chapter of Revelation, verse 4 and 5. Chapter, the question, who is worthy? And the Lamb which was slain, the Lamb which shed the divine life, in which was the divine life, the Lamb which redeemed us, was alone worthy to take the book and to open the seals. And today God makes us worthy to bring the thanks due to Him, to Him. For we received what was given to us by the opening of the seals. We received. Our God is a faithful God. He revealed Himself in our time in a mighty way. And we are grateful that we can carry the last message unto the ends of the earth. To Him, the alone God, be the glory throughout all eternity. Hallelujah. Amen. You may be seated. Perhaps there will be an announcement. And then we will thank Him again. We feel the presence of God, brothers and sisters. It's just so wonderful how the Spirit of God leads us into all the truth. And also, this meeting will not be without fruit. Today we had a little problem. We could start the video stream not from the beginning, and the audio stream is not available at all. The technic room asks for your forgiveness. We work on a solution for tomorrow. Sometimes the technic, the devices are making mistakes. There are attacks and all kinds of things. Sometimes the devices, they have problems. And today it was not possible. We pray and we hope that tomorrow everything will work again, so that we all can be blessed. And all who could not see us, who could not see us live, they can watch us in the internet or on DVD. Brothers and sisters, let us keep the things in our hearts, what we heard today. Let us deepen ourselves in it, as we heard it. Think on Him. Look on Him. Let us go to our rooms silently. And time and again, I must find out, the silence is not long. Very soon the conversations get loudly. It would be better if we would remain silently, just thanking the Lord for His grace. Brothers and sisters, let us watch, for the enemy wants to rob what we received, and therefore we must keep it in our hearts. And if we speak, then let us just wish one another God's blessing, praising God. It would be good if all would watch over their children so that everything happens in silence, so that we can appear again tomorrow with a longing tomorrow before the Lord. For the Lord has more in store for us. We are blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Yes. Let us remember what the Lord did with the church at the beginning. This He also wants to do with us at the end. But it's because of our expectation. Where the Lord has sent a hunger, there He will also will satisfy the hunger. Let us close this meeting by standing up again, thanking the Lord once more, and then going to our rooms. Faithful Father in heaven, our hearts are burning. We are overwhelmed. We are so grateful for the grace which You have given us. Lord, these words of life, to hear them, You send them from the throne of grace to us, to prepare us, to make us perfect, to transform us without spot, without wrinkle. Lord, You started the work, and You will also finish Your work. Lord, keep us in Your grace. Let Your peace reign our hearts and minds. Dismiss us in Your blessing and bring us again together tomorrow morning before Your presence. Bless the carrier of Your word. Strengthen him. Use him. And bless all our brothers and sisters worldwide who could not watch and who could not listen today. Be with them, Lord, and bless them is our prayer. To You we bring the thanks and the glory and the worship with all our hearts. In the holy name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. We'll give all the glory to Jesus.
Give the glory to Jesus and tell of His love, and tell of His love. We'll give the glory to Jesus and tell of His wonderful love.